VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus pandemic topped 5,100 late Wednesday, according to a running tally from Johns Hopkins University. The tally showed 5,116 deaths. On the same day, the United States set a one-day record of 884 people killed in 24 hours from the virus. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump is resisting calls to issue a national stay-at-home order to stem the spread of the new coronavirus, despite his administration's projections that tens of thousands of Americans are likely to be killed by the disease. Instead, states are increasingly pushing shutdown orders of their own. Mr. Trump said Wednesday he wants to give governors flexibility on whether a stay-at-home policy is the best option for their constituents, but acknowledged that he's looking at limiting air and rail travel between hotspots within the United States. And as hotspots flared around the U.S. in places like New Orleans, Detroit, and Southern California, New York was the hardest hit of them all, with bodies loaded onto refrigerated morgue trucks by gurney and forklift outside overwhelmed hospitals. And the worst is yet to come, with Vice President Mike Pence comparing the U.S. trajectory to that of Italy. Experts warned that there could be 100,000 to 240,000 deaths in the U.S. even if social distancing guidelines are maintained. Scientists offered more evidence Wednesday that the coronavirus is spread by seemingly healthy people who showed no clear symptoms, while the federal government issued new guideline warnings that anyone exposed to the disease can be considered a carrier. A study by researchers in Singapore became the latest to estimate that somewhere around 10% of new infections may be sparked by people who carry the virus but have not yet suffered its flu-like symptoms. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered the closure of all playgrounds in New York on Wednesday in an effort to bolster social distancing and limit the number of coronavirus-related deaths, which are approaching 2,000 in the state. Cuomo called on the city's police force to get more aggressive in enforcing social distancing efforts, but added that open spaces and parks would remain available for people to walk around, get some sun. At the time of the briefing, the governor said that the number of coronavirus cases in his state had increased to 83,712. That is up from 75,795 a day earlier, with deaths rising to 1,941, up from 1,550, by far the most in the United States. The U.S. Coast Guard has directed cruise ships to prepare to treat any sick passengers and crew on board while being sequestered indefinitely offshore during the coronavirus pandemic. The new rules outlined in a memo are required for ships in the district that covers Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Puerto Rico. They also come with a stiff warning any foreign flag vessels that loiter beyond U.S. territorial sea should try first to medically evacuate the very sick to those countries instead. Many South Florida cruise ships are registered in the Bahamas, where hospital capacity is limited and people are still recovering from last year's devastating Hurricane Dorian. With more than half of Canada's coronavirus cases, Quebec has become the country's epicenter of the pandemic and could run out of some equipment in a week after missing an early opportunity to control the outbreak. The spring school break, a popular travel week, took place in the first week of March in Quebec, earlier than many other Canadian provinces. But Quebec did not have broad social restrictions in place, and thousands of returning travelers went back to schools and work. It was on March 12th, days afterwards, that Quebec asked people coming back from abroad to self-isolate for 14 days and canceled large indoor gatherings. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Wednesday that the United States will deploy Navy ships in the Caribbean and East Pacific to prevent drug cartels from taking advantage of the coronavirus pandemic and smuggling more narcotics. Mr. Trump joined the Defense Secretary Mark Esper and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley at a White House briefing and said the move is needed because there is a growing threat that cartels and criminals will try to take advantage of the pandemic. And again, the U.S. death toll from the coronavirus pandemic has topped 5,100 late Wednesday. That's according to a running tally from Johns Hopkins University. It showed 5,116 deaths on the same day the U.S. set a one-day record of 884 people killed. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.